Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, I can't wait to hear the discussion on this. 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. You can text in YouTube and Twitch. What's up, Sally? I see you, Damon. And Tyler Milner is getting the people going as well up there.
Always.
Kick Rocks in the building. Hedgehog, I see you. Jump in and participate in this.
Sonic?
Yeah.
Wow. Big fan?
That's really like one of the only video games I ever really played.
On the Sega?
Yep.
Sega Genesis, man.
Got it for Christmas. Got it for Christmas, and I was like, beat the game. I was like, yeah. I don't think this is for me, Mom. Probably saved her thousands of dollars over the next several years that I didn't have a thing for video games.
The Sega was fun. Sorry about that.
The only game I got.
Only had job I could think
like
of.
She didn't even want me to. I said, no, I don't need you to buy any other games. That was good on it. Wasn't my thing. Weird kid. Now, she spent a lot of money on games to go to and stuff, but not on video games.
Not on bikes.
No, not on bikes either. Saved her some money on bikes, too. Yep. But I can swim. All right. You don't want to hear this. I can't wait to hear people's thoughts on this. Clint, you got the best scenario you believe for the Texans and their running back situation, because it is going to be one of the interesting things to see how Nick Caley and company handle this thing after they brought in Nick Chubb and obviously already having Pro Bowler from last year, Joe Mixon. How do you see this as the best case scenario?
I think the best case scenario is obviously you get Chubb of old. You get something even remotely close to the Chubb of old. And he is you got 1A and 1B. You don't have 1 and 2. You got 1A and 1B. You got two backs that you can interchange, right? To me, the best case scenario is the running back, Nick Chubb, that has ran in a ball control, run heavy offense really his entire career, downhill between the tackles. The best case scenario is if that guy is the battering ram early on and gets the bulk of the carries early on, and Joe Mixon is a guy that is available in the obvious passing situations. Now, he's obviously still a running back, but he is available and healthy and fresh in obvious passing situations, which is where he spent the bulk of his career in a pass-first offense in Cincinnati. And if you look at the two backs, they're both capable of doing it all, but I think the best way to use these guys, if you get the Chubb of old, if you get a Chubb that is could legitimately be an RB1, is you use him to be the battering ram. You use Joe Mixon as your more of a third down, more of a relief back early, and both of them excel in those two roles. Yep.
Wow. Really? Joe Mixon, in this case, I know you're not trying to slide him, but I mean,
it would not be one bit.
I don't know that he fancies himself as the two here.
I wouldn't call it a two. I wouldn't call it a two. I mean, I would.
Are you
I mean,
saying the touches would be similar?
The mentality, yeah, possibly. I just would make the priority for Joe Mixon is he is in the ball game in obvious passing situations, right? He is a guy that on third down is going to be in the backfield. He's going to carry it. He's going to catch it. He's going to be used in exotic ways. The way he was used last year was fine and dandy, but his ass stayed. He got banged up a couple times, and he wasn't on the field in critical situations in third down when I believe he is the best third down back on this team right now. Now, we'll see what Woody Marks is.
Yeah.
But he can run circles around Dari Agumbawale in pass protection and catching the ball out of the backfield and the ability to make people miss and punish guys at the end of runs and at the end of catches. And so if you get a Nick Chubb that is anywhere remotely close to the Nick Chubb of old,
and that's the big
which
part,
is a long shot.
And that's the big part to make sure you're hearing is if Nick Chubb is the Nick Chubb before the injury.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is not a, this is best case scenario with Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon in the same backfield, right? I would imagine they're going to go about it interchangeable, whatever. Whoever's in there gets whatever carries, gets whatever catches. I just think that the best case, you look at the where guys spent their career, you look at where guys made their name, and one of them was in a run first, run heavy, downhill road grading offense, and the other one was in a pass happy offense. And I think you've got to, and I've said this a million times, I think if you're going to be a team, or I'll put it to you this way. Houston is a 10-win team, second round of the playoff team. They ain't even scared an AFC. Let's be honest. Nobody's even thought that they'd make a run to an AFC. Nobody thought that they'd make a run to a Super Bowl. If you want to put yourself in position to do that thing, you got to have more than one weapon in the backfield. You've got to have guys that can make plays on third down. You got to have big-bodied players that can pass protect. You got to have guys that threaten defenses, right? I think the best-case scenario, assuming everybody's healthy and everybody's the best version of themselves, would be Chubb downhill early, again, getting the bulk of the carries, and then Mixon is your third down, critical situation, spread offense, anytime you want to go tempo, anytime you want to speed things up, and down the stretch, he's a guy that you've got fresh when you need him. So I think that would be ideal, perfect case scenario. And I don't mean, again, this is a 1A, 1B. I don't think Mixon would not like it.
I don't know how much he would love it. I still look at this, even the best case, because and the best case, I'm getting what you're saying, if you're getting the best of Nick Chubb and the best of Mixon.
Yep.
I'm with you. I think Joe, third down, to me, yes, he needs to be in the passing game much more. I think they need to explore that part of the game for him. But I still think Joe, right now, now, evidence, if we get new evidence, it's different. I would still say Joe Mixon should, without a shadow of a doubt right now, be the one to get more touches. Like that, when I look at these two, I think obviously Nick Chubb needs to be involved so Joe Mixon's not the only person getting touches like he was last year. I don't mean just the only, like, no, I mean these guys are both kind of getting up there and you want to save them, but I still think, like, in the running game, game in, game out, Joe Mixon should be the guy that's more featured.
Yeah, look, I don't think you can dictate. The problem is you can't dictate that, right? You don't know in the first and second quarter if in the fourth quarter you're going to need to be, you know, just air raid. You're going to need to be slinging the leather off the ball. You don't know if in the fourth quarter you're going to need a 4-minute offense. All I'm saying is I think the best role for both of these guys, the best role for the team is, sure, if you have them both healthy the entire game, that's great, or both fresh the entire game, that's great. But if you're going to go beyond just, hey, we're going to split carries, I think Joe Mixon, I would rather have Joe Mixon in the game, in the fourth quarter, in 2-minute situations when we got to spread this thing out and throw it. And I would rather have, like, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? And so you got to prepare for those kind of scenarios. If I get to the fourth quarter and I need a 4-minute offense, I got Joe and Nick. We can bang them, you know, downhill and chew the clock. If I get into a situation where I got to throw it, yeah, both of them would be fine. Both of them can pass protect, but I think Joe is the better pass catcher of the football and a bigger weapon out of the backfield in those obvious passing situations. And he's obviously comfortable doing it because that's the way he cut his teeth in the NFL. And built his name in the NFL. So, yeah, I would like to think that you could go into a game in the season and go, hey, we got 17 games, and we're going to split these carries down the middle. But unfortunately, like, I don't think the Texans planned on having Dare Ogunbowale as a third down back in critical situations last year.
Yeah, touches, which can include catches and everything. I still think that Joe should be the cut ahead for me. All right, coming up, more news on kind of the most pressing sports story happening here in Houston. We'll let you know what that is coming up next.